what about the Gotham mission? When was that?
That was in February of 44.
But Bertram said that you had been on the Gotham mission.
No.
He said there was one mission that was worse than the Castle mission, except the Castle mission, you were shot down.
That was a mission over Saarbrücken. We were leading our 702nd Squadron, and we got hit badly by flak over the target, and the radio operator, his job was to hold the bomb bay doors open, you know, with a lever, and he got hit his right foot, and he took off his toe, big toe, and significant battle damage, a couple engines out. So I got the deputy lead to take over, somewhat laboriously, but he finally took over, and we went back by ourselves and blew all the loose stuff out over the channel, and I dropped down below the cloud level, you know, as I approached England, so I wouldn't have to make an instrument letdown if there were heavy clouds. And there were broken clouds at that, 3,500 feet, something like that, so we're flying under that, and heading for Tibbenham, and all of a sudden another engine let go. So I told Bertram to give me a heading for the nearest airfield, you know, which he did, and we headed for it. And coming over a bunch of woods, and we checked the flaps over the channel, and the indicator was out. I asked the co-pilot for 10 degrees of flaps, you know, which improves your slow speed performance, you know, keeps you from stalling out. He'd forgotten that the flap indicator was out, and he dumped them all. And it was like, oh, Jesus, you know, like hitting a friggin' stone wall. Mm. Not a stone wall, but a soft wall. Holy cripes, I looked down, it looks all just woods under there. I said, I got to go into those woods. Holy cripes. So I looked out of the corner of my eye, and I saw a field, you know, and whipped over and threw the landing gear lever down and flaps and headed into it. And I went through a top of some trees to get into the field was shaped like that, so I had to hit the top.
That was shaped like a mound?
Yeah, well, there was a hill going up to the level part. There were woods here, and I went through the tops of the trees to get to where I wanted to go. Bertram was going through the bomb bay when we went through the trees, and he just got back into the waist, and the guys dragged him down and into their ditching position, and he still bounced around, I think, a little bit. I landed, I went back to check the tracks, and I landed on, you know, the right wheel. The left wheel was still up in the wing, and then it eased down to the nose wheel, and we stopped. We lost rolling speed, and it dropped. The left wing dropped, and it tore the right ring off. You know, there was a gear sitting there. The landing gear acted as a pivot and ripped the right wing off.
Tore the right wing off?
Yeah, and we eased to a stop, and I looked out the top hatch, and the crew was all out in the field there already, you know, sitting there looking over and waiting for the thing to burn. So co-pilot and I hopped out and joined them, and there was a couple that were going by the field on bikes. I borrowed a guy's bike and rode over to a telephone and called the base and told them where we were. And trucks came over from the air base we were aiming for and picked us up and took over there. And they flew a plane, a B-24, over from our base, Tibbenham, and picked us up after we had eaten something. And I went back to that base with a co-pilot and engineer. Co-pilot had a friend there, found out that he had a friend that he knew, so he stayed there, and I took some of the guys up for a ride around the area without a co-pilot, and they've taken some pictures of the airplane, which I tried to get after coming back after the war was over, but nobody knew what I was talking about by that time, so I never did get any pictures, except the ground crew took some pictures of the plane when they were dismantling it, and I got those.
But you landed on one wheel?
Yeah. You see, that one of the problems with the B-24, one of the idiosyncrasies, was that the wheels didn't come down like they were on one. Usually, it come down at exactly the same time, but usually you had plenty of time, you know, you put them down, so there was no problem. Down and locked was the way you landed, but this one was obviously a heck of an emergency.
Hello.
Hi. I can't shake your hair. The second okay. I got pants full, but would you like some tea?
No, Patrick.
Okay. have a copy or anything, let me know.
That's my daughter Lynn.
Thank you. Aaron Nelson, pleased to meet you.
Pleased to meet you also.
So that that mission was...
Now on that mission, one thing which may have been altered by time, but Bertram said that the navigator, when his toe was blown off, he said it landed in the pilot's lap.
No.
No, it didn't. No.
I found it in the there after I was...
You found it?
Yeah, I ran into it, and I was talking to the radio operator, but he said, you should have given it a decent burial, you know. Joking, this is after the war we're talking about. But he had to hurt him. I don't know where he got that story, but I did find it, and I happened to run into it as I was looking through the bottom of the plane there at some time before we left it.
And coming in for a landing like that, what goes through your mind?
Well, I tell you what, after it was all over, I had kind of nightmarish thoughts about it, because it's a what-if kind of a deal. What if I hadn't done this, or what if I had, Jesus Christ, I mean, I was looking at disaster, you know, going into the woods, because the woods may look kind of leafy from up above, but they're nothing but big hunks of wood there that are sticking away to spear you, you know, it would have been a big mess. If I hadn't spotted that field, that was the thing that scared me most. If I hadn't seen that damn thing in time, Jesus, it would have been nasty, real, real bad. And it gives you the old chills to think about that. It's like Collars, George Collars' older boy asked me, we were together out at the Frank Patterson, we were having lunch at the officers' club, and he asked me a question that I can't remember just what it was, but I told him that my answer was that I was glad I never did anything stupid that killed anybody, you know. I mean, I was able to, you know, look back on my flying career and say I never did anything that hurt anybody, you know, that was wrong and nothing but bad, you know. I mean, if I did anything wrong, I was lucky and nothing happened that was significant. But that would have been real bad if you made, you know, you did something that you knew was stupid and wrong and dumb and you killed a few guys. That would be nasty. And it happened a lot, you know, it happened a lot. I mean, airplanes colliding in midair, I don't mean to say like confetti, but it happened from time to time. And that's one thing that I would have been very unhappy about if I had done something like that. One time, we're flying into Europe, and well up ahead in the group ahead of us, we saw two guys come together in formation and go down, you know. Jesus. I mean, an error like that, holy Jesus. Of course, it could have been equipment failure, you know, but it's usually a pilot, you know, is a key guy, and if he screws up, I mean, it can be disaster.
But what about clouds? I mean, did you ever, I've read things where, you know, people went into clouds and there were dozens of bombers in proximity.
It's one of the problems. I mean, we had a pattern, you know, you follow the pattern, but, you know, anyway, when you got clouds and you can't see, you know, anything can happen in there. Jesus, one time I flew the formation ship, you know, we had a ship that we used to take up and the formation would form on it, and then when everybody was ready to go home, you'd go back to the base. Well, you often had to go down through an overcast, you know, and we had a specific pattern, but I mean, it was not a cut and dried kind of a deal, you know. I mean, if you happened to come down and Jesus, the clouds were down on the ground, you know, since you took off, they were okay, but when you get back, you're practically blind, you know. I mean, it can be pretty hairy. I mean, I came down over North Sea to make sure that I didn't come down over land, you know. You know, I end up in a church tower or something. It would be pretty awkward. And these things happen. The books are full of guys that hit things. And, oh, Jesus, too late, you know.